Okay, today we're going to begin with to sum up the cases of Kavua. And today we're going to try to sum up the cases of Kavua. When I say it's hard, I don't mean to scare you. I mean to get you to focus on the cases. You always pay attention, but to sort of chew and digest the cases. If you want a brief chazara of all the cases in Chochmas Adam, in I think whatever it is, Simen Samach Gimel, I think it is, the one that goes on Kuf Yud, and right in the beginning he says there are three cases that either are or might be Kavua Deraisa. So till now we have only spoken about Kavua Deraisa. We have not spoken about Kavua Derabanan. In Sif Hei we will get to Kavua Derabanan in the second half of Sif Hei. So the first part of the shiur today, I'm going to talk about Kavua Deraisa, which is the most part the chazara plus a little bit that's added here, and then we'll get to Kavua Derabanan. Kavua Deraisa includes two and some say three cases. What does Kavua Deraisa mean? It means one thing. We do not say kol de parish meruba parish. There's a klal in the Torah called the parish meruba parish. Now, when something is parish, when you have a mixture of kosher and non-kosher and one of them falls out, that is basar roi. We assume it came from roi. So the exception is kol kavua kemetza metzadami. Now, case number one is the Gemara's case, a very easy case, where a person went to a store. The store itself had a sign, either kosher or not kosher. He came home and he doesn't remember which store he went to. So he went into a chanus. The chanus is clearly labeled. He doesn't remember which chanus it was. So even if nine are kosher and one is treif, you should say, kol deparish meruba parish. You should say, no. If you went into the store, then that is kol kavua kemetza metzadami. That's the Gemara's case, the easy case. It's a suffix. In the chanus, you don't know which chanus you went to. The chanus is nikar b'makaymai, and it's a suffix in which chanus you are. Easy case. Case number two was, everything is a shach yibale. Case number two was the ra'az case in the shach, which the shach said everybody agrees to. And the ra'az case, in the beginning of shach yidalid, Shagadal is complicated, but the first three lines are not. He says if the store has 10 stores, kulam uvzaka islanu kasher, we think they're all kasher, the beginning of Shach Yudalin, right? The kasher barab ed gabayis, wadinim hayabir esach hanuyas muzaka islanu kulam the basa shchuta, 10 kosher stores, v'lokach meyachas mehen v'yendem meyazim emi, he bought from one, he doesn't know which, they're all kosher. It's awesome. What's the case? Afterwards, we found out for sure one store is treif, nine are kosher. So the suffix that he doesn't remember is vaita suffix hachanuyas. He doesn't remember which store he went into. Since he doesn't remember which store he went into, that is kavua. Why? The Rosh says because it's a suffix. Which store did I go to? So case one, the store was nicker at the time he went shopping. Case number two, it wasn't nicker till later.
Case two,
he did nothing wrong. But it's unfortunate that he forgot, right? So in store number two, it's also kavua. We said the Ran argues. He also, you don't say kavua l'mafreya, l'chabayis and l'chidushay. But halacha is like the ra'ah. Except when we have tzerufim, but so those are two cases of kavua that are definitely kavua. The case in dispute was the Rashba's case. The Rashba of the three cases is the most common. Most people who go shopping know where they went shopping, or at least they could check the credit card bill and find out where they went shopping, or the stuff has a label on it. The third case, which is a subject of a machlaikis, was the Rashba that he brought. The Rajba's case was where you have 10 kosher stores and all of the lungs or mayayim, inner organs were mixed into one pile and you found treifus in one of the animals. So to make it simple, each store has one animal. Each store has meat from one animal, it shechted one animal. And now we find treifus in the stomach or any part of the animal, but all the stomachs are already mixed and we're in big trouble. They're discarded in one pile. And somebody looked, you know, I say, don't look, you're not mechuyev to look, but someone looked anyway. And he looked and he found that one of them has machat in the Beis HaKaisos, is the Rajba's case. So now it's very complicated. Now we have 10 stores, all Erlich HaYidin, and they all selling meat, and the 10 stomachs got mixed into one pile, one of them is treif, we don't know which one. So the question is whether that's called kavua or not called kavua. So the Rajba himself held that, and here it's the last four lines, four lines in the bottom of the page on in Shach Yudalin. Dafik Shanoilit Safik Trefo Bimakulin. When the Safik occurred in the Makulin, in the place of the meat, Kukanshin Nesarev, Trefo Benak Sheris. Tichoy Laschabi, Ravadi Trefo, the whole thing. Abu Makomok, Emirdeo, Humeza Makulin Lokach. Nimsa Ein Safik Sabreiris Achanuyas, etc. So he says that in such a case, the stuff that was already pirish before you found it to be treif, that's called the parish meruba parish. The stuff that's still in the 10 stores is a problem. Whatever, we go by the time you discover it, that was the Rajba's chiddush, and whatever was already pirish is mutter, and whatever is still there is kavua kemetzal metzudah. That's the 3 o'clock case. That's the Rajba's case. Now, I'm not being careful to read it here because Sif Hei, beginning of Sif Hei is this Rajba. The beginning of Sif Hei is the Rajba. If you look in Be'er HaGoyla, it says Shem B'Shem HaRajba. If you look in the Gra, Yud Dalet, it says the Rajba. Is it Yud? I'm sorry, Yud Beis. It says Shem B'Shem HaRajba. So this is the third case of Kavua D'Oraisa. We're going to get to Kavua D'Rabbanan and get very confused in a few minutes. Right now we're still talking about three cases of Kavua D'Oraisa. The Gemara's case, Safik Chanuyos. The Ra's case, also Safik Chanuyos, Justice Lamafreya. And there the Ran argues, but the Ra, we pass on to Ra. Now we have case number three, which is not a Safik HaChanuyos. It's not that you don't remember which store. We just don't know which store had the treifa meat. In that case, we have the Rajba's rule. So presumably the shkita was done in one store, and it was, I mean, if the shkita was done elsewhere and sent out. I think we might see in Piskei Tshuva Dala, but the push with the case is that it was shefted in the store. In other words, the case is it was shefted, so would it be different if it was shefted in a central location and sent out one animal to each place? Probably wouldn't be different. It's a little complicated. See, it gets confusing. Briefly, the question is, on this Rajba, which we'll learn in a second, there's one gigantic kasha. There's like a big mountain of a kasha on this whole Rajba, which the Chavis Das asked, which is, to be kavua, it has to be nikur b'makaymai. That's like the mountain of a kasha that we don't know what to do with. Again, the Rajba's talking in a case where all the intestines got mixed out and everything was in its place as normal meat, and now you find a hole in one of the intestines. So the big kasha, the Chavizah's kasha is, what do you mean? It's not nikur b'makaymai. Now, what's the answer? I'm not sure what the answer is. Well, I suggested the answer, and I understood from the Chavis Das's Lashon, but it's not clear, is that it was nikur at the time you shechted the animal and pulled out the intestines. You didn't look. Had you looked there, Matthias's Lashon was it was nikur miyad. If you had checked immediately, it would be nikur. So if what I'm saying is emes, then the whole case is only where it was shechted in the 10 stores. If my Havana, to answer the Chavis Das's Kash, is true, the cases were shefted in each of the stores. See, but this is all confusing, And that's why I want to limit what I'm saying. Well, let's go back. We have three cases. Okay, we have the Gemara's case. That's Kavuah Kenatzal Mechzadani. He doesn't know which store he went into. It could be Sekulin from Sartin. Yeah. The case number two is the Raz case. We also don't remember which store you went into. You just found out later. So there, the Ran holds. We don't say Kavuah LeMafreya because Ein Lecha Bayis and the Chidushay, but we pass like the Raz. Two cases of Kavuah. Third case of Kavuah is this contentious case of the Rajba, about which there's plenty of talk. The Rajba's case is the case, of the three cases, the most common. We have a pile of intestines, and you find one, and now what do you do? You find it, and now what do you do? So, the beginning of Sif Hei, we'll learn the first part of Sif Hei, is the Rajba. Mishalaka posa meyamakulin, pirish beisamit bachayim. Somebody bought meat from a kosher store, a regular, reputable store. Afilu chiticha roi l'schabed. V'nimtzis treifa b'makulin. V'loi noidu chaticha is ha-treifa. They found in the butcher shop some treifas, like I said, like intestines that were treif. V'loi noidu chaticha is ha-treifa. We don't know which meat is the treifa meat. He doesn't know from which store or from which animal he took. Whatever you took before 3 o'clock or whatever time the treifa was found is mutter. Because the suffix didn't happen to him at the time of tfiyas. Ela lacha shapirish. Kimish arayv kosher mutter. Avalikach mekam ve'eluch asim. But now, to continue buying, now it's aser. Now it's called kavua kemetzal mechzadan. This is the Raj Rashita.
In the three-part case, the person knew up front, he was saying it was late afterwards.
Good. So it's different than the LA case. So I mentioned to you then, which I quoted from the Chazon Ish, but we saw it in the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman also, that if it's known to someone who's not Neman al Pidin, Mali Achbar or Mali Mumber. So if the Achbar takes it out of the pile, it's not called known. So if a Mumber who has no Nemanis takes it, it's also not called known. That was the way we answered the question.
And somebody could do a Mumber on Basar. He's not a Mumber on Basar.
Yeah, okay. But there's no Nemanis on this. You know, you catch him, they say there were 300 kosher pallets of meat. And the eight that they caught him, those are the eight treifa ones. You really think those are the only eight treifa ones? The eight that they caught him, they, you know, like there could be no more, I don't know. At any rate, what? This is pretty much the LA case. It's slightly different, but halach is the same. Okay, yeah. Now look at Gra Yud Beis. We're not going to go through the sugya. But we'll see the way the Gra talks about it. Gra Yud Beis, Shem Shema Rajba, Likud. Likud means Gra Yud Beis, but there's a Likud. Likud means it was inserted here from his other notes. Tor B'Shem Rajba, V'hu Medivrei Tairis Habayis HaKotzer. And that's what the Tor writes, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The Rajba makes trouble. The Gra, rather, throws a monkey wrench into this. He says, "Loi ra, divrei Torah sabayi sa'aruch." The Rashba wrote an abbreviated version and a long version. Torah sabayi sa'aruch kotzus sham. There he writes, "Kufchav beis zolti dasri periket hanasha sadekei amid aleph toisa di ramaskala osur chidas harash." So really, the Torah sabayi himself says it's a machlokes. Aval hu kasev the nira loy ki dibre meyatam b'asholtis l'fikach muter and kai gavna. The Rashi was meikol because he was meikol like Rabbeinu Tam and the Shultis. V'kasha la Torah shepasik ki dibre ri. In the other machloek he's passing like the ri. V'kan kasev dibre harajba. And here he writes like the dibre harajba. V'chein kasev be. What's that abbreviation? No, here should be Yosef. After that, v'chein kasev.
Dalet vav slash
For what? What's the year's mark?
Trisha.
Okay, thank you. Because Trisha, Trisha, Vani, Ilu, Ra, the Rei Rajba, had the Torah in the Beis Yosef, seen the Rajba Aruch, like Kosev came Mishmai, they wouldn't have been so quick to be Mekel. Come out, I'm a Rosh Lashirah, like, Lamaisa, the Chacham Sadam Paskins like this Rajba. You have to remember there's a tzirif of the Ran who holds that we don't say Lamafreya, but let's just say that it's a matter of dispute, and depending how you explain it, it could be some sort of variation in the Psak. But they learn well a different Shulchan Aruch that we're Meikle. I don't know. So at any rate, this is the these are the three cases of Kavua. Like I said, if you take the Chachmas Adam, that's how he starts. So I hope that explanation may be confusing, but cases are not that confusing.
We have
again the Gemara's case, the Ra'az case where we're Machmir, those are Kavua Deraisa. Both of them, you don't remember which store you went to. Again, not a very common occurrence. Case number three is the Rajba's case, which is a 50-50 case. It's a case where you found the intestines. So it's half kavua, half... Whatever was already perish is perish. And whatever is still in the store is kavua. And that's the way we pass. Can we pass like the Rajba?
So what did he grow? What was it to be mocked even on that?
Apparently, yeah.
I mean, what's the store's issue?
Don't confuse me. Don't confuse me. That's the thing. Okay. Now, Pischei Tshuva Dalid. I think that's what the Gra means. Yes. Okay, Pischei Tshuva Dalid. This is a rather famous case, made famous by the Shmeitzer, who discusses it at length. So let's learn the case. I think you should all remember discussing similar cases, but let's learn through three shitas in a single shaila here in the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Dalet. Ayin ber heitiv shol aram marit shehevi kan maisa. Bekatz of echad. You have a butcher. Sheshachat sheva behemis bebeisai. Must have a messy house. He shefted seven animals in his home, in his building. Vayukulam ksherim, and he passed in their all kosher. Vahitzi mi beisai lemakulin, and he took from his house to the butcher shop shekayrin yatkish, but lashon Ashkenaz shnei behemis. So he sent out two animals to be sold. Oid haitzi mi behemis shlishis hachatzi. So two whole animals were shipped out, plus another half. Vachatzi ashenis. So pretend he's a wholesaler and he shipped out, he had orders, one animal, second animal, two and a half animals went out. And the Sarvu Abnei Ma'ayim Shekola Sheva Behemais, exactly the Rajba's case, all the intestines of the seven animals are one pile. V'nimsa Machat B'Beis HaKaisai Shetreif Al Pidin, and they found a knife in the stomach, which is not a suffix, a Vadei Treifis. No one knows which one. Exactly the Rajba's case. Hine. Alpidin. It starts off easy.
He sold two and a half already?
He sold two and a half, and he has four and a half. Right. Ha'arba asher bebeisai hein treifis vada. The four in his house, the Rajba said, that's kavua. That's our third case of kavua. And there's certainly treif. Hashnayim asher pirshu. The two that were already shipped out, Tainu Shoytzi will be based on the Makulin, Vade Mutet, the Meruba Parish. Abu Nikra Parish Memela. We'll have it soon in the Shulchan Aruch Halashin, a Parish Memela before it was known. Achasafik, Alachatzi, Shuva Makulin. You have half an animal in the butcher store and half an animal in the place of origination, in the Kavua, and half in the Parish place. Loimar shechelik shabachutz ukasha metamiruba parish. If ken gam chelik apnim yishuva beisa yeh nimshach lechutz yeh gam ken kasher. In the svara, the half that was perish is kosher. So since it's all one animal, the whole animal had the same stomach. So it's all kosher. A yifcha, maybe the reverse. Chel shebabayis ubadei treifa. Chel shebachutz nimshach lebifnim v'yigam ken treifa. So his question is, which half pulls along the other half? Well, he knows the two halves because he has four holes and two holes, so that he knows he's got two halves. He just doesn't know which way the base of cases came from. Then there'd be no shaila. If you discovered the machat when it was still there, it would be kavua. That would be the rashba. That's kavua. You have seven animals. One is treif, but it's a makam kiviusai. So it's a, there's no called the parish. It's called kavua. So al taruvis, we say that a davar chashuv is not bottle. You're right. And what about al taruvis? We'll talk about taruvis. We're talking that it's a davar chashuv. It's not bottle. Okay, bittul there isn't. You want to say makam called the parish? So you can't.
So far, so good.
Now, so far so good. Yeah. The four and the two are easy, and the two halves are a shaila.
Right.
Four and two.
The two halves.
Now. So let's see what. We'll add your name to the list. Listen to the list of paiskim. Hine. Raisha, someone's going to agree with you. There are three opinions, so you're going to hit one. Hine. Harab al chelkas mechayka kubal rabbeinu Hershel mekrako hitiru. They said everything is mutter. Rav rabbeinu Shmuel kindever ubal beis hillel pasku israel achatisha b'chot shenim shachlem b'fnim. They paskin that it's all treif, since the outside is treif, it's maishach to b'fnim also to be treif. Fine beis hillel. So some paskin it's all kosher, some paskin all treif. So you imagine the balabusta doesn't know what to do, she goes to a third rab. Hine prichadosh, she goes to the prichadosh. Says, who do I pask in line? She calls him. Echatisha b'chutz kosher, echatisha b'fnim treifa. A third opinion. But the prichadosh is very strong. I always quote his lashon. He says, the half that's pirish is kosher, called pirish meruba parish. Half that's inside is treif. And call me sheina yomer kein, eina yedea ben yamina lismaila bilchis tarugas. He says that, why one thing I do with the other? The Shmaitz is very big on this prichadosh. He brings the prichadosh, he brings this lashon. He says, you don't understand. Kol de parish doesn't pask in the mitzias. If I say this half went out, it's mutter. I'm not saying the nevuah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us a nevuah. Whatever was pirish doesn't have a needle in the stomach. That's not pshat kol de parish. Kol de parish we call hilchis hanhagas hasveikis. You don't know, and you'll never know. You don't know which is which. What do you do when you don't know? The Torah gives you, tells you what to do. Torah says, if you don't know, the half that's outside is mutter, and the half that's inside is treif. So Pichadir says, I don't see a stira. I don't see a between one and the other. We're not splitting them. We're not saying this half of the animal was treif and this was not. We're paskening when you have a suffix. This is the thing. Yeah. So these are the three opinions. We'll see soon in the Tazan and the Kusay Kesef about this. But this was the big machloikis, which throughout the generations. I want to tell you, when I took a bechina on Basa Bechalov, I wasn't there. I don't know. That. You can do research. I'm sure you can research this. I didn't. Well, he's going to bring later that one of them tainted. Rabbi Yosef, one of them tainted, brings later that you shouldn't pass in a psak that's tamur l'rabim. In other words, maybe you're right technically. He brings it later in some side, but you shouldn't pass a psak that's tamur l'rabim. Am I basa b'chalav b'china? And I must have mentioned this to you in the past. One of the questions Rav Pam asked us. I was the first. You know, you go up in groups. I was the first group. There were only three of us that had the courage to go first. But Sir Pam asked us the following shayla. He said in a home there were two matching milachika large spoons, serving spoons. One was ben yayme for milachiks and one was ain't ben yayme for milachiks. The lady was cooking for Shabbos and she took one of the spoons, she doesn't know ben yayme or not ben yayme, and she stirred the chicken soup and then she stirred the chalent. So what's the din, I guess, of the spoon? What's the din of the chicken soup? What's the din of the chalent? That was Rav Palm's question. What was the chap of the question? The chap is like this. On the chicken soup, which is chicken, which is a drabanan, so it's 50-50, assuming that we're makel by chicken by safa drabanan. So in the chicken soup is mutter, you could assume you took the ene ben yoyimai spoon. On the chalent, which is meat. In those days there were no vegan chalons. It was meat. So then, it's safa deraisa, you have to assume you took the ben yoyimai spoon. So for the chicken soup, you assume you took the ene ben yoyimai spoon. For the cholent, you have to assume you took the ben yoyimai spoon. But it was the same spoon. It can't be it was half ene ben yoyimai and half ben yoyimai. It was exactly the same spoon. So the shaila was, what do you do? How do you pass it? So this was, what he wanted from us is that we should still sue this Pischei Tshuva. This, the Shmaitz and the Pischei Tshuva, that it's a stira in the rules of Psak. So what do you do? All right, the correct answer was to analyze it correctly. That was the correct answer. And whatever you do, Lamaisa, you know, it's Lamaisa. But you understand my point without the jokes. But the point is how you sadistic this is in Hanhogas HaSfeikas. It goes beyond Basa B'chol of Taruvas. It's a question of when you have Hanhogas HaSfeikas, do you have to be consistent to the facts or do you have to be consistent to the rules? If it's just a case of Hanhogas HaSfeikas, it means I don't know the fact. But I'm allowed, on the chicken soup, I'm allowed to rely that's Ege Ben Yaimai. Because the Shaiva Derais, you have to be Machmir. That's the rule.
It's
not two Sveikas. It's all one Sveikas.
Okay.
What? The seven animals, you mean? The two animals that were perished, there's no shayla. The four animals that are kavur, the chilek of. He tiru. They were matir. Yeah, not all the ones inside. Only the chatzi. In other words, the only nidah is the chatzi. The four hole and two hole, nobody argued about. And because we pass it to Rashba, even though the Gra is mefakir, we pass it to Rashba.
In this case, I'm talking about just the shishim, is that right?
You assume there was no shishim, yeah. So, and Rav Palm was mentioned that the shal is in the Har Tzvi, he's mitzaref et tziref, that it could, you put in the chicken soup first. Actually, if you look in the Har Tzvi, it says it fell into the chicken soup. And you put it tziref, that maybe it kashered it. The first keli, the guy be the second one, maybe the first one was a hagala, that he was mitzaref as a tziref. But anyway, that's not my point. My point is, the pervasiveness of this type of a shayla, we have a stira in the
That's
true. Which doesn't really matter if you have cholov. There's no different. It's not worse.
No, because
chicken basa b'cholov is no worse than cholov into meat. All right. Yeah, the case was there was no bittul anyway. Okay, now, if everyone will take a deep breath and listen carefully, and don't let Mendy confuse you with his questions, I am now going to try to explain the idea of Kavua Derabanan, which is the second half of the Sif and Sivav. It's a Gemara, one line in a Gemara, it's Daf Ayin Gimel and Zvachim, and the eighth parak of Zvachim, which is Daf Pest, it's one line, you can miss it easily. Just coincidentally, you guys are learning Kachim. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm zeichet to be busy with Nashim and Ezekin all day, and some halacha, I don't learn much Kachim. So I have a chavrusa one night a week. We learn Kachim for already probably 10 or 15 years. And punkt, we're up to the eighth parak, and we learned a week or two ago, Dafai and Gimel, this Gemara. So I'd like to be magdim what the case of Kavua Derabanan is, and I'll explain what's confusing about it later. First I'll just try to explain it very simply. The case of Kavua Derabanan at first glance has zero to do with Kavua. It's just another case. Now I'm going to read to you because I know, especially people who are while busy learning Kuf Yud, and I'm going to say something, so mechitesi. So I want to read to you the language of the Chochmas Adam. Now in the back of Chochmas Adam, there's Binas Adam, there's notes. This is Binas Adam Aleph. Now the Binas Adam is Mole Lomdis. And he took the time to say, Kavua de Rabbanan Ketzad. What's the case? What do you mean what's the case? We're going to learn it. Yeah, it's confusing. He spells out the case of Kavua de Rabbanan, which is sort of a double Zera de Rabbanan. So let me read his language before you ask me questions. And if there's two steps to it, let me start. Kavua de Rabbanan Ketzad. Hare. Shenis Ariv Beria. You have a taruvis. You have a mixture. In the mixture, you have steaks. You have a kosher steak. You have treifa steaks. Or many kosher treifs. Or one treifa steak. Normally, it would be batel. Normally, yavish for yavish is batel chabe trei. But it's a chaticha or a schabed, or it's a beria. It's a davar chashuv. It's not bottle. That's a din d'rabbanan. In a Torah, everything's bottle. Gezerah number one, Arish and Nisarim, Beri Yechdich Rezchabit Ebachai, Alpi Shein Yenikr, Nostu Chachomim Al Zeh Din Kavua, Shaloi Levatel. Now, Chachomim said it's not bottle, we know that. But here we're saying they gave it a din of Kavua, V'nasek Ilu Hukar Eisr, D'loi Shayech Bei Bittl. They gave it a din kavua. What in the world does it mean they gave it a din kavua? So the Chochmas Adam brings the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim is talking about one animal that has a psul. They're all karbanis. It has a psul of pigol or yatzalachot, whatever psul. And this one animal got mixed with many other animals. So we say it's not batal. The Gemara says, why is it not batal? The Gemara says an animal is a davar chashuv and it's not batal. So the Gemara says, "V'levatul v'ruba, v'alechayim chashivi v'loy batul." The Gemara asks, "V'nimshay chad minayu." So you have a mixture of a bunch of animals. You have 20 chatois. So one is a chatos that's possible. So now you're stuck. You're gonna have to all the 20. You're gonna have to burn. You have to wait a day and burn them. So nimshay chad minayu, pull one out and say, "Call the parish v'ruba parish." Why not? The Gemara says, Havalei Kavua. Now, I will explain why shortly. It says, Havalei Kavua. It means the following. Chazal, when they were geyser, davar chashuv lebatel, it's a double gzeira. One, it's not bottle in the mixture. So you have here one kosher steak, or rather one treifa steak with 20 kosher steaks. They're all us, it's not bottle. Why don't... Now, if I had my 21 steaks, and a little mouse came along, or a child came along and put one somewhere else, that would be called the Parish Merubah Parish. So the question is, why can't I do that? Why can't I pull one out and say, called the Parish Merubah Parish? So the answer is that Chazal made it Kavua.
Yeah.
That, no, not Bittl, it's called the Parish. Now, there are two dins. The din of Bittl, since a bottle arrived, the Chidich Reshab is not bottle, din of called the Parish Merubah Parish. So called the parish, Murba parish, we don't say. Now, what happens if I have all kinds of meat? It's all mixed. Some of it is steak, some of it is frankfurters, have meat that's all in one big mixture. And now I find out that one of them is treif. I check the intestines, one of them is treif. The Rashba said, whatever's there is kavua. Whatever is kavua. That's why it's the same sif as the Rashba. Whatever it is, kavua, there's no heter of parish. So whatever it is, kavua, why don't I say bittel? It's a din rabbanon that whatever is in its place, it's a din rabbanon that chticha el eschab, it is not bottle. Here's the question. What happens if I'm pirish a chaticha that's not royal eschab? In other words, it's a butcher store. There are all kinds of cuts of meat. There are cuts of meat that are steaks, that are oilas chave. There are cuts of meat that are junky pieces of meat. They can make chop meat out of it. I take out a piece that's not royalist chave. What should be the din? Pashas, it's a no-brainer. What do you mean? It's not Roy L'Schabit, some of Manafshach. You know, if the Issa was not Roy L'Schabit, so it was Batal. If this was Roy L'Schabit, then this is not it. Logically, it should be Mutam L'Manafshach. Follow? I have a mixture. In the mixture, I have steaks and I have other pieces of meat. I know something is treif because the intestines were treif. Logically, if I take out a not kosher piece of meat, I could say mamanashach. If the treifus was roilus chabed, then this is not it. It's not roilus chabed. If the treifus was not roilus chabed, then it was batal. So mamanashach is good. I told you, don't let him confuse you. Just listen carefully. So mamanashach, it should be mutar. I'll come to you in a minute. Nothing personal. But Chazal made a gzeira of kavua derabanan that even the pieces that are not roi l'schabit, everything has a din kavua, and if you porish it, it's aser. If you porish it, it's aser. This is the words of the Shulchan Aruch. I just told you, read it inside the bottom line on your page of Sifhei in the photostats. Avalikach mekam ve'elach aser. The Rashba said, whatever's still in the butcher store, you can't take out. Now, vafilu chaticha she'ena, next page, she'ena roi l'schabed, even if what you took out is chaticha she'ena roi l'schabed, it's still aser. Why? She'ena kel b'kiyim b'zeh. It's because they're abundant, it should be mutter. But not everyone's going to know the difference. You take out a piece and it's mutter, v'yitu bein roi l'schabed, she'ena roi l'schabed. People are going to make a mistake. They're going to say, oh, this whole mixture's treif, and they'll see that some person went, he took out a frankfurter, he says, now Reil Eskabit is mutter. But they don't know what Reil Eskabit means. They say, you take it out, it's mutter, called a parish. I'll also be called a parish. So it's really a double drabbanon. They were geyser, the rule of Chticha Reil Eskabit is not batal. And they were geyser that if you take it out, it's awesome. Now, there are two types of heter in Ilchus Taruvos. One is called bitul v'raiv, the mixture. And one is called the parish meruba parish. Nothing to do with bittul, called the parish meruba parish. The double drabbanon is this. On bittul v'raiv, in the store where the meat is mixed in one taruv is not bottle, because xera number one, chidechal eschabit, bottle. Ah, you want to be parish a piece. So if you're going to take out a chidechal eschabit, so you're either going to have the xera of chidechal eschabit. Even if you take chaticha in a roi l'schabed, it's still also out the gezeira of chaticha roi l'schabed. And at kidei kach, as al machmir on this taruvus in the store. Okay, this is the thing. Go ahead, man.
If it's a chaticha in a roi l'schabed, let's say that was a piece of spray. Why is it a problem even in the mixture? It should be bittul in the mixture. In the mixture, that's not kabua, it should be regular to the bittul. I don't have to even come up to parish. The mixture should be bottled. I don't hear the problem of that. Unless you want to say the gzeira at the end that people are to move. That I can't argue.
Okay. You're saying is good. If you want to wait, the Taz has a possible answer to your question in this long Taz. But like I said, I want to stick with the. Well, at least with the Aleph Beis in the beginning, to understand what's happening here. So what's happening here is basically a rule that you can't just take things out. Now, why this is called Kavua, why don't we just call it one Gezeira of Chticha Reil Eschabed? So it's not so clear. Originally, I thought it's just a Lashon Mushal, it's just a borrowed Lashon. Gemara says, you should pull it out. No, you can't, because it's Kavua. But the I don't know, the Chacham Sodom writes, and it certainly needs a longer explanation, that this gezeira is a siyag for kvua d'iraisa. It's a siyag, not the way we read the words pashit, that kvua d'rabanan, that ein roi l'schabed is us, because roi l'schabed is us. It's a takana for the rules of kvua. The rule is, in a butcher store, you have to be machmir. And we're going to be mekel. On Chticha Hashem Roi L'Schabed, it's going to end up being a Kulan Kavua, even a Roi L'Schabed. And Mimele, he writes, it's a Yad for Kuva Deraisa. I don't fully understand why you would look at it that way, but it's enough for me that it bothered the Chachmas Adam why we call it Kavua Derabanan. This is the new rule of Kavua. So we have the three cases of Kavua Deraisa. which hopefully by now are clear. We have the rule of Kuvah D'Rabbanan, which between next week, this week and next week, I'm hoping will become a little more solid and a little more clear. And I will try to be ma'ayin a little bit into cases that reflect on a din of Kuvah D'Rabbanan. What? When's the bechina? The poems bechina yeradeh did not include kofiyot except incidentally. There's no direct bechina. He wanted to, that he understands Tully in this. He was making with a tzirif that it could be it was kosher in the chicken. Went the chicken soup first, so it was a tzad that it had a galah there.
Yes, but
in
the
halab,
I mean, it's third case of the Rajvi. The halab means that you could pull out at a time until he left
with
just two.
All right, so let me confuse you, what you're saying. I want to read to you a Shulchan Aruch that absolutely contradicts what I just told you. Okay, and we'll get to it, but it's a very clear case. In Hilchos Shechita, Siman Tes Zayin, there's a din of Oisai Vespinai. You all know, Oisai Vespinai is a halacha that you're not allowed to shecht the mother or father of the animal and its child be Yomechad in one day. Now what happens if you shechted the mother and the baby, not baby, it's a big animal by now, it's in your farm, you didn't keep track who's the mother and who's the baby. You know, animals, it's interesting, animals have a connection to their offspring as long as they need them, and then they have no connection. A mother bird cares for the offspring until it flies away, then it has no connection. They don't come back for anniversaries or birthdays. That's a metzius. Metzius of animals is that way. It's a fascinating thing that most animals are that way. Now, you don't know which is the baby, you know which is the mother. So what do you do now? Now think about it for a minute. I shechted an animal. Now I want to pull out another animal from my stall to shecht. They say, hold on a minute. You may have 1,000 animals there. One of them is the child. You can't shecht it. Is it bottle? Bachai is not bottle. Bachai is not bottle. It's the Chorel Eschapet also, but Bachai is not bottle. So listen to the Shulchan Aruch. This is the last sif in Tezayin. Tezayin Yud Beis. Behema shenishcheta ima oibita hayoim. An animal where one either the mother or the child was shechted today, and the living one is mixed with the others, you need another animal. Pirish, let the Taz explain it. What you do is you throw a firecracker into the barn. Yakai, so you start hitting them. V'targon, v'mokim kavua. V'oz neilech acharoi. If you make them run away, you got one. You can't pick one. You have to arbitrarily start throwing rocks or into the middle of the bunch of them. Nichpishinu denaidi. So as long as they're together, they're not bottle. Let one run out. Back to the machaber. Nichpishinu denaidi v'mokim kviyusan. V'yikachachem ayam v'yishchay v'chal the parish meruba parish. What you do? Have 1,000 animals. One runs out, you grab it, called the parish. The second one runs out, called the parish. Until you only have two left. When you have two left, there's no called the parish. You're not doing bittul. You're doing called the parish. So you're saying, why weren't they guys that aren't called the parish? They were guys, that's our sif. Which makes it a stira, which we're going to learn about. It says here in the Taz, Taz back in Tesayin, he says, "Maishesh l'dagde kasafti b'simin kuf yotzivav." So we're going to get to it, but it's just a perfect illustration of what we're talking about. You have here a barn or a stall with 50 animals. One is aser, called the bokeh matzah asadami, and there's no bittul because it's a bachai not bottle, called the parish. Says, "Yeah, throw in a rock, and whichever one runs out, that's called the parish meruba parish." You have a second one. Yeah, man, mentioned you have 50, 48 of them, you can be matir. As long as they run out one at a time.
You
really could do two. If two run out, two out of 50 is still right.
No, you
can't choose one and pull it out. Yeah, but you can do the division of night. You can just do an arbitrary division. So maybe it's different when you throw a rack in and you let them do it on their own. Okay? Gemara says in the Shechamina. Good. In the case where a shliach went, like Eliezer, and if you wanted to come back, see, there are 2 points. First of all, Tosfos says it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. Even though the whole Welt says differently, but Tosfos says, you're right, in a Torah, it's any nikar b'mekaymai, and it's called a parish ruvim parish, you can marry whoever you want. It's all gzeira d'rabbanan. You shouldn't make shluchim that way. You shouldn't give a shliach a blind check. That's Tosfos shita. Now, Rambam doesn't sound that way. Rambam sounds like it's d'raisa. And the issue there, you can do with the chmishinu denaydi. You have all the ladies in the world, and just let one of them be parish. Well, you just let them come. No, you make, instead of going to the girl's house for the date, you have the girl meet you at the mall, and it's called the parish. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that. Gemara says if someone's mizana in the house of the man, says kol kavua, you have to be chayshish. The man made her a zayin. If the man goes to the woman. Say kol parish meruva parish. If Raivak Sherim, then she's not a zayinah. So there is such a difference, like you're saying, and Tosfos kasha that why is it any different? But lamaisa the heter the chmishinu denai the taka is not in all cases, and that's what hopefully we'll see yet next week how they deal with it. It would be nice if the Taz by us just said. I kasha, so because I am bad, I said a tarot. So that would be simple, you know, the way it would work. So I don't know, hopefully we'll get to it next week. But.
You know that the Menot has to be a 1-year-old, and the mother has to be at least a 2-year-old.
Yeah, if you can identify it, then you obviously. So that would be mutter, because it's not a suffix. But that would be mutter not because of parish. Because if it was parish, then you would like to have a gzeira atu. But you're right. If you would have a way of knowing, then it would be.
You can weed out.
What? So that would be a darshei shematirin. Darshei shematirin is a din in bittul. You want to know if it's a din called the parish meruba parish? Darshei shematirin. Tosha Yatim is a din in Bittel. The Tosha Yatim is called the Parish Meruba Parish. I have a feeling that. So if the Rabbanu Lakula, we say Tosha Yatim material, but called the Parish Meruba Parish. We find two places, Tosha Yatim material, by Bittel and by Safa Rabbanu Lakula. But by called the Parish Meruba Parish, I don't think it's in, at least not in Ilkhas Tosha Yatim. Maybe I make a mistake. What? Me with the mother and the baby? How do they shech today when they take the whole herd? I assume that they identify the child. I think what they do today is they probably shech all animals at a certain age, a certain toughness. I hope that's part of the hesher is that that's that I see best. But I mean, it doesn't ask, you have to remember, it doesn't ask the meat to eat. It's just a lav, I mean, not just, it's a lav. The sheikh has to make sure. Yeah. Yes, it's a lot there. It's a kula lemaisis. It's a kula. What do you mean? Kavod is a chumra. They were makel. The kasha is it should be kavod rabbanan. Kasha. No, because once it's 90, it's pirish. Before 90, it runs. 90 means it moves. Before it moves. When it's in its original place, it's a shallow bittel, and a tyrant's bottle, but Rabbana Bachai is not bottle. Okay? Now, it has nothing to do with Kol Kavon. Called a parish, it will be bottle. Called a parish is only if it's parish, not if it's there. Right? So if it's parish, then it'll go into a shallow called the parish. So it comes to the old question, if it's not Nikr B'Makayimai, how can it be a Kavod Daraisa? Again, when it's in its place, it's a shiloh bittel. When a tyrant's bottle, the rabbanon it's not bottle. There's no called a parish. There's nothing was parish. Later, when it's parish, it says rely on called a parish meruva parish, and that's what it says. Question is, the din kavod the rabbanon should preclude us from saying called a parish because we might go and be parish one. So we have to see. And it's Hashem, hopefully we'll see in Sivah. No. If you knew which it is, it wouldn't be anything. We'd just take the one that's the kid, and then. Yeah, presumably. Okay, let's. When Bittl is under a kavua, that's why we're confusing it. Midaraisa is Bittl. Kavua has nothing to do with Bittl. When somebody's every Bittl is kavua. Every Taruvus is kavua. But Bittl is Bittl. Minatayra, you could shecht anyone you want. You could shecht all of them today, one at a time, because it's Bittl. It's like any Bittl of Kashin Trev. Rav Amutter, there's only one B'nai. Without the prichadash, no, you can imagine without it because it's not esdir and mitzias. We're saying called the parish meruba parish. Right. I can't check. All aser.
All aser. That means
rov is aser. All. All aser. And I really not all aser. It said that that's the din of the awesome and asafik. See, everyone agrees to the prichadash in that case. Everyone agrees that you can have one piece of this and it asks as many pieces in the suffix. If you have a trefa steak, it gets mixed out with kosher steaks, they're all aser. Now, I have to steer it, they're not all aser. Teretz is, they're all aser. That's a shash. He won't get malchus for it, but that's a shash. Okay, let's learn the second half of Pisrei Tshuva Dalet, the parenthesis part, and some cipher. I want to mention to you all some ciphers are in brackets in Pisrei Tshuva because they were added in the second printing of the Pisrei Tshuva.
Sorry, Pisrei Tshuva where?
Dalit. Previously we learned the first half. That was the case with the half an animal. Now we learn the second half. The brackets. I am b'seif v'shef shmaitz v'simin dalit. Tshuvas ched d'shloim v'simin whatever, mashkos v'zeh. And this is some seif v'simin tzad. Now listen to this case. Great case. Adas isha balas chamisha ivzei shchutos. I guess literally means you have a woman who's married to five geese. No, balas. So I want to make sure you're listening. A woman, the owner of five shechted geese. Achar shemochra mehem liisha achas ivza v'chatzi ivza. Now she sold to one lady 1.5 geese, goose. She said to another friend two. So she had five. One has two. One has 1.5. She's left with 1.5. Over now, the shayla is the one who bought two. The one who bought one. And obviously, the cases you found later. There's trefus. The one who bought 1.5. That's okay. She's left with 3.5, and someone bought two. What's the shayla? Could you say called the parish Marumba parish? Again, she has five geese. He has explained. One of them lady, after the five were mixed, you found trefus in one of them. Now she sold 1.5. That's mutter. Because whatever's called the parish Marumba parish, now she found the trefus. She sold two out of 3.5. You say called the parish Marumba parish? 2 out of 3.5? He says the following.
And the 1.5
isn't that the Brichadish? Oh, yeah. Now, when she sold the friend to, bad news, to his right. But the Metzias was, B'tchila higbiya abza achas. L'kdoisa. First, she didn't pick up 2 at a time. First, she picked up 1 goose to buy it. B'shuv hashnia. And then she said, you know, I'll take a second one. V'holchala, and she went her merry way. V'shira ibza mechta b'bayis. Shuv, acha kolzeh. Nimsa treifis be'echad na korkabanim. They found in the korkaban, the crop of the animal, they found what? They found treifis. Vihine. Achasu mechta shapir shurishayna in beisafik, the mutar. He's passing the half is also mutar, 1.5 a mutar. Ach, bishtayim o achrayinim, nistaptko halayindim. Chad. When's it called pirish? When you walk it out of the house, But when you take it and put it into your shopping cart, into your, you take it to buy. What do we say? Well, first you picked up one. Now think it through. You separate them, what happens? There were three and a half. She picked up one. Then she picked up the second one. That's also going to be mutter. The second one is one out of two and a half. So he says that. He says
two and a half.
When she built the second one, she left over one and a half. Havali gam came pirish murai v'teira, but that's a prichadash, some kuftez. V'laybina chabitrei, el aruba bi'alma. He's talking about whether you need a bitl of chabitrei. You don't need a bitl of chabitrei, just arrive. V'nechash jol mechis yakev, v'dasa mechis yakev, and came back right now, kapana masura. V'huz al heshev ba'arichus, v'hela de be'inyan pirish, loybina davka shiyotza me'abayis. Yeah, it's chidish. Pirish, and how you took it out of the house. Or called Shapirish from Makaimi Alderek Prisha, name of Maruba Parish. So it sounds like, what would be the din if I had it in my house, had a bunch of chickens, I took one piece and I cooked it, and I put it on my plate for supper. And now I find out this treifus. Is that piece Pirish? Or is that Kavua? Lefuke, Misha Baza Ivzis, if the owner of it, he niya Ivza mi Ivza Shalom Akim Acher. If she stored it in a separate place, the leak havanas prisha, let me be prisha makayim. Aval, if not that ivza al minas lahafrish oisami ivza secheris, v'lo kala atzmola tafshul, ukadayma. He says, even if she took it just to cook it for supper, there's a bunch of chickens, she took one to cook for supper, ukadayma, mikri pirish. Even he herself, lakoshke nisha acheris. Certainly another woman, she'd be a lashem kinyin, v'nishtana mershus lashus, tevade mikri pirish. Okay, Ivza Rishayna, he was nakel. Bavade Yotza Beheter. What about the second one? Now he had two and a half. Shalishir Achrela Elcher Mechza. Imzemik Rirayv. Now here it's not Chad Beshtayim. It's Chad in two and a half. It's not double the amount. If he died, he had one of the double Shayna Mesuyim. We'll say, Venenu Shalem. Kim Lloyd Thomas and Adrian Yashahak, when Chris Yaakov, that you don't need Chabetray, which we always pass, and it's not on the Gea. A Koza Shab Shurayt of Lechol Kola to Rubis with Tabitul Barayt. Abnid on the Amina Meruba at Tehra Pirish, and Nisha Mekhaim, Nisha Beis, a Pashid Enkam Achloikis, Lukai Amasagi Barayt, but I've been in Kofel Tafka. It's a separate topic, whether you need one and two. That's the Tarubis, called the Parish, you only need one and two. So, what am I trying to show from this? That the case of Kol de Parish that the Rashba is making, when it's Parish before you know about the Yisr, is even if it's Parish for whatever reason, you take it to cook it, you take it to, I don't know, we can think of cases that wouldn't be sure, but you take it to buy it. That's also called Kol de Parish. And I will say Kol de Parish is Meruba Parish. Yeah. Yeah.
Was one to five.
So the ratio changes. It's fascinating. Statistically, the odds of this bird being treif is one in five. But once I'm pirish one, so that's out of the equation. It's mutter. I pirish a second one, it's mutter. I pirish a third one, the next one, when there are two left, that's pirish. Had the bad luck of being one of the last two that's left standing, and that's what happens. You know, it's just you know, statistically. Right. Statistically, it's the same. You know the old Monty Hall paradox. You know about it? Remember Monty Hall? Right, let's make a deal. There are three doors, and one has the big prize. And one has the big prize, and two don't have the big prize. So the question is, the person chooses one door. So what? So let's say he chooses door number three. Okay, so they're going to show him if he won the big prize. So Monty Hall says, 1 minute. I want to show you door number one. He shows door number one, it's not the big prize. He says, now, you want to switch three for two? You want to switch three for two? Do your odds get better by switching from 3 to 2 or staying with 3? So, you're a mathematician.
That's change.
That's without replacement. But in reality, you made it sound like he picked the one at random. But in reality, you know what I did.
We're told that if you picked one at random, the 3 and 2 will be the same. So it's a strange world. It's what's going on in his brain changes whether it pays. The odds are increased to take number 2 instead of number 3, because 3 is a 1 in 3 chance, and 2 is a 2 in 3 chance. Why is 2 a 2 in 3 chance? Because he knew. When you picked 3, he knew what's going on with 1 and 2. When he said 1, he revealed 1. He didn't really reveal anything. He knew that 1 is not the right one. The question is, when you pick 3, it's either 3 or 1 and 2. So odds are, 2 out of 3, that it's 1 and 2. The fact that one of the 1 and 2 is not the right one is irrelevant. Statistically, you want to get up and explain to everybody? Statistically, it's not statistically, it becomes a better chance of being a number 2 than a number 3. You don't agree? Okay, I'm not explaining it enough, but it is so. It is not meaningless. If they let you switch to 2, pick 2, you have a better chance. Anyway, I'm trying to compare it to called the parish when you're left with 2 animals at the end, that the odds are not too. You're a contestant. Okay, we're going to clarify Kavua Drabana next week.